Today's share in Dear Shur Mishnah Buriyomi is Daf Kuf Gimel Omid Beis. In Mitzvah Hashem, we will conclude Simin Reish in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, which we began already pretty far yesterday. We did Sif Aleph, and we're starting off towards already the middle bottom of the page of Kuf Gimel Omid Beis. And we begin by Sif Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Eino Tzorich Lahafsik Ela Ad Sheyomar Baruch Shechalma Mishlo V'chulei. In yesterday's shir, in Sif Aleph over here in Simin Reish, we talked about if three people were benching together, they all started eating together, but two of them decided that they were done eating and were ready to bench, and the third person was still eating. So we spoke out how the din is that the two can force the one person to bench even against his will. However, the other way around, if one person is finished, he can't force the other two to bench. He has to either wait till they're willing to bench with him, or possibly under extenuating circumstances, he can leave and bench on his own, but that really is not ideal. So the Mechaber is now telling us, in the situation when the two forced the one person to bench, or even if the one person cajoled the two into benching, they don't actually have to bench, they just do the zimun part. He doesn't have to stop. He just has to listen to the person who's leading the benching. He just has to pause from his eating until the person finishes the zimun part, which the Mechaber, as we've said, l'shitasa holds, just is the zimun part, the extra part, until he concludes, baruch shochalnu mishlo v'chulei uvtuvo chayinu. And then the other people, either the one or the two people who have decided to continue eating at that point, the chozer v'gol misudaso, below bracha b'schila. And they go back and continue eating, and they don't have to make a new bracha, they don't have to wash the tefillah sidayim again, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona, it's not considered a hesach hadas over here, as we'll see, and they go back to eating, and then, when they're ready to finish their meal, they just bench, they've already fulfilled the zimun part, and then they'll do the benching part separately. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Vav explains, "Dibazeh levad yotzi midei birchas hazimun," with just, according to the Mechaber, the saying of the beginning part, Rabosai Nevarech, then the person who's mezamin says, Baruch Shulchan Mishlo, and then he repeats, Baruch Shulchan Mishlo, Utuvo Chayinu, that's it. That's Zimun according to the Mechaber. The other people listen to that, they have to stop eating and listen to that, but once they're done with that, they do not have to listen to the first bracha of Hazana Sakol, and not to any of the other part of the benching, they go back and finish their meal. And as we pointed out, Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, below bracha betchila, they don't have to make a new bracha Rishona. The Hainu, that is telling us, She'ein tzorich od hapam netilas yadayim v'amotzi. They do not have to go make a new netilas yadayim. They don't have to go and make a new hamotzi. Why? Shari kishepasak bishvul birchas hazimun. Because when they stopped over here and listened to the person leading the zimun, they knew they were going back to eat. So there was no hesach hadas over there. There's no interruption between their bracha rishona and their ability to eat now. And therefore, they do not have to go make new bracha rishona, and they just continue eating. However, if they said, okay, we're going to stop now, we're not going to eat anymore, we're not ready to bench yet, but we're not going to eat anymore, we still want to talk a little bit, we're saying over Divrei Torah at the table, but then, if they do want to suddenly go and eat something new, now, they would have to go make a new bracha rishona, they'd have to make a new hamotzi over here. This is brought down, the Shaar Tzion Os Ches says in the name of the Morgan Avram, and and the stomach, they also had hesach hadas, they have to go wash the hands again. However, here, Oz Tes, the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, Ulinyan Bracha, do they have to make a new bracha on this netilas yadayim? That already is a machlokes, which we discussed earlier in Simon Kufsach Samach Dalid, in the Achronim over there, whether this is considered a hesach das gomur, and it would require a new bracha. So this is the opinion of the Mechaber. All they have to do is stop enough to say the brach of Zimun. But as we've already had the machlokes several times, the Ramah disagrees. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim shetzorech lahafsik at shiomer hazonis hakol. The Ramah's opinion is that the brach of Zimun incorporates also the first brach of benching, hazon es hakol. And therefore, he passes v'chei noagin. This is our minog over here, brought down the name of the Rosh and Tosos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of the Bahag, and the Tur. So all of these Rishonim, they all say that Zimun includes the first bracha, Hazon HaSakol, and therefore, in order to be Yotzei Zimun over here, not only do the one or two people that have stopped their eating and are listening to the Zimun have to listen to the entire, what we call Zimun, but they also have to listen to the entire first bracha. This is the Psak of the Ramah throughout, and Lishitasa over here, he says Zimun includes the first bracha. And this is brought down again here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. Sviruluhu, because the Ramah's opinion is, the Af de Birchas Hazon, Lav Ligamei Birchas Zimun Hi, even though clearly the bracha of benching, Hazon, the first bracha of benching, is a separate bracha, it's not totally part of the Zimun, Daria Yochid Omer Oso Gamkin, because if you're benching by yourself, you're sitting down and having a meal by yourself, of course you say the first bracha of benching. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Shaykh Lebircha Zimun. There is a connection over here to Zimun, because when a person says, according to Ramah, and all of this we shown him, the Benevarech, when the one who is Mezamein says to the Oz, Nevarech Shochanu Mishalo, let us bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we ate, so therefore, when they respond, Baruch Shochanu Mishalo, Levad ain't no bracha. That's not a full bracha. She'ein bo shemu malchus, because it's not a baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. That's a bracha. So if they don't respond with a bracha, they're not really yotzei this idea of zimun according to these rishonim. V'koya mashim avorech hamezamin achakach birchas hazon. And the true nevarech shachalu mishalo really goes not only on just baruch shachalu mishalo, but also goes on the bracha of hazon es hakol. The Ramo Lushitoso. Once they've completed the first bracha, then Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Test explains, as the Ramah said, Achiyom Razon, V'chose V'gomer Sudasu. Then the one person who had stopped eating to bench early with his two friends, or the situation where two people stopped for the one person to bench, they were nice, so then the people who had stopped eating, they go back to their meal, Kamosha Kosov Mechaber, here the Ramah agrees with Mechaber, they go back to the meal, and they don't have to bench right now. And then when they do finish eating and they do bench later on, we don't say that they're already yotzei with the first bracha of benching. No, but they go back and start and repeat. They didn't really say it the first time, but they heard it. But now they repeat the first bracha of benching, as the Ramah will tell us in a moment. Latam, the reason behind this, the Av Dishama Birchas Hazon Mipiyam Hazamin, even though they did hear the bracha of Zimun, which included the bracha of Hazon from the person who led the benching, Mikol Makom Harei Tzorech Levarech Kol HaBirchas HaMozon Bishul Masha Ochal Arkach Kach. They have to go and say the entire benching, including repeating, quote, the first bracha, because they ate after that, and therefore it's the additional eating that they're now saying the repeat first bracha upon. Now, Umesayim HaRamah Od, we didn't read it yet, and sorry, we'll read it soon. The Ramah concludes, Da'afilu lo ochal achakach. What happens if they didn't eat? So then they do not have to say over the first bracha of benching? Imrak b'dayta ya. If the person, when he stopped eating, it was in his mind, Be'esha posak, kidei lishma, birchas hazimun, at the time that he stopped, in order to hear zimun, lachzar achakach ligmor sudaso, he did have intention to eat some more. So then, kishiyavarech achakach maslo mitchilas birchas hazon. As long as he intended to eat some more, even though he did not eat any more, nevertheless he still repeats. He didn't really say it the first time, but he heard it. But he repeats the bracha of hazon esakol. Why? The kivin the diet to hoyal lechalot. Since his intention was to eat more, mistoma lo kivin lotzeis birchas hazon mipiyav zamid. The default position is that he didn't intend to be yotze. He listened to it. He had to listen to it. That was the Zimun, but he didn't intend to be yotze with it, and therefore he's not yotze with it, even though he doesn't eat anymore. He has to go and re-say that first paragraph, the first bracha of Hazon HaSakol. However, in lo haya daito lechalot, if when he stopped, he had no intention to eat anymore, v'lo achal, and in fact he did not eat anymore, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah's psak is, kishimavarach birchas hamazon, maskel minoda lecha. Then, when he now benches, he was already yotze the first bracha, and he starts with the second bracha of benching, noda lecha. Kemo, b'chol makom, kishishomea birchas hazimun. Just like in every place, when a person is benching altogether, they're not planning on eating more. When one person leads the zimun, technically everybody was yotze with his bracha, and they all start the second bracha by themselves, and they don't have to repeat the first bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Va'ein le'el simen kuf pegim musiv zayin." But Mishnah Berurah over there that nowadays, "Bava senu harabim shemesubin meisichin daitum," that the people that are listening to the person leading the benching can't really follow along. We lose our track. We lose our trend of thought. "Ve'inun mechabim ledivrei hamevarach klal," and we don't really listen to the person leading the benching. And therefore, in these situations, "Nachon hayom beyoser shemesubin yomim bi'atzim v'lachash komila v'mila," since nowadays everybody benches on their own, and they're not really planning to be yotze with the person leading the benching, so therefore in this situation, everybody has to bench for themselves. So since the person listening to the zimun wasn't really yotze with the zimun, including the first bracha, he would mistama have to go back and repeat the entire first bracha anyway, even under these situations where maybe the pure din would say that you don't have to. If we look at Dershu footnote number 5, he brings down the tam hadavar shetzorach lahafsip lishmo adazonas hakol. According to the Rama, why do you have to go and not just be listening to the zimun, but you also have to listen to the first bracha? So he says, av she'em b'dayto lotzei sidei habracha rishona. You're really not intending to be yotzi, as we've already spoken out many times. So he brings down from the Beis Yosef the name of the Tosus and the Rosh, shekidei she'ei nikar shevizamnulav. If you just listen to the Rabbosayin of Erech part, doesn't look like you're really having a zimun, that you're a part of it. And therefore, tzorech lahafsik achiloso. Therefore, we want you to stop your eating, v'lishmo bracha achas, and this way there certainly appears that there's a zimun over here. And similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Chidushim Maseches Brachos, Sheshnei Inyonim Yesh B'Birchas Hazon, that there's a dichotomy over here to this bracha of Hazon, the two aspects to it. Gamshi Nechsheves Iko B'Birchas Hazon. Number one, it's the first bracha of benching. It's an essential part of benching, even if you're not benching B'Zimun. And likewise, V'Gamshi Chelek B'Zimun, but it's also a part of the Zimun. So he says, interestingly, B'Tchilo, initially when you're stopping your eating and you're listening to the guy leading the Zimun, you're Yotze, the bracha of Zimun. Yotze Yidei Chova Zimun Buvad. All you're being Yotze is the Zimun. And afterwards, Kishim Avarach Liatzmo, Yotze Yidei Birchas Hamazon. Now when you say, repeat, the first bracha of benching, now you're Yotze with the first bracha of benching. So he has this idea that even though the Zimun, according to the Ramah, based upon all the Rishonim that we mentioned, really includes the bracha of Hazanas HaKol, but it's only a partial inclusion. The Zimun itself, you're Yotze, but you're not Yotze with the bracha of the first bracha of benching. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Katsu HaPoskim, the Echad HaMafsik L'Shnayim. If one person has stopped for the two people, like the din is, Yochel L'Hafsik Kam upon him. So Reuven and Shimon force Levi to bench. So they bench. Now Levi then is joined by other people. So Levi again can be forced, so to say, to stop eating and to be Yotzei Zimun with them. For example, Achlu Shlosha V'Hifzik L'Chem Echad. You have over here Reuven and Shimon eating, and they force Levi to bench. So then Reuven and Shimon finish benching, and along come Yehuda and Don. And they went and ate now with Levi. So Yehuda and Don can force Levi to stop again eating and bench with them. Because we don't say over here, we don't say that the Zimun left when Reuven and Shimon left. Why? Since along come Yehuda and Dan, and they are joining him and have a new Zimun over here, therefore, he can go and bench with them. We don't say if he was already Yotze the Zimun. This is a new Zimun over here. If you have Yisachar and Zvulun coming along after Dan and Yehuda left, so then they also can force Levi to go bench, and this would go on forever, theoretically, as long as they're eating together something. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Avol ma'yuchamisha b'chabura achas. If you had five people eating together, v'hivsik echod l'shnayim, and two people force a third person to stop eating and listen to their zimun, so now Reuven and Shimon, they were yotzei zimun, they leave. Levi, who answered to them, also was yotzei zimun. Now you have Yehuda and Dan, who are the fourth and fifth person, shuv einu yochel l'zamin im shnayim mihanishorim. They cannot all bench zimun together. Why? The parach zimun minayu. Because the zimun chiyav left when the three of them were yotze. Now there's only two people left, and therefore they cannot be mezamin. This brought down the name of the Magid Rom and the Shagas Hayi. Umashma, this implies, afilu ochlu achakach biyachad. Even though Reuven and Shimon left, and now Levi, Yehuda, and Dan are eating together, this doesn't help. However, the Eben Ozer disagrees. But others prove that the Eben Ozer's concern with this shita is incorrect. The issue footnote number 9 brings down the Chazon Ish, who says as follows. If Levi, Yehuda, and Dan do eat together, mitztarev. He agrees here with the idea of the Eben Ozer, not like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh. However, but he does agree that if they didn't eat together afterwards, then they can't be mitzdarf. The Zimun has left them. The same thing would apply if it was three people originally and two other people came from the shuk. So unless they eat together, they can't be mitzdarf to make a new Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avolama Yushiva Oshmona, if there were seven or eight people originally eating, and Dershu foot number 10 brings down, the same thing would apply if there were six people eating over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that Reuven and Shimon forced Levi to bench with them. So then, if Levi is there, he can be again forced by Yehuda and Dan to stop his eating and to bench with them. Why is this different? The lo shayach b'zeh par zimun minayah, because the zimun hasn't left, because in addition to Yehuda and Dan, there's still Naphtali and Yisachar and Zvulun, however many people there were, 6, 7, or 8, as we said, so the Zimun hasn't left from this second group, and therefore Levi can be forced to stop again and join in with 2 of them that want to leave. Kivun Shaya Behen Kidei Zimun, because they had a Zimun anyway. Furthermore, Ot Kotzva Poskim, Kishem Shechud Mavsik L'Shtayim L'Starf L'Zimun, just like one person can stop to help the other two make the Zimun, who are then Shlosh Arba, the same thing would apply with 3 or 4 people, Tzricha L'Havsik Misudosum L'Hashlim L'Asaru L'Varach B'Shem. If you have a minority that don't wish to bench yet, but the majority wish to go and bench, you have 10 people all together, and they want to say, Nevarach Elokeinu Shochal Mishlo, the majority can force the minority of 3 or 4 people to go and bench with the Shem of Hashem. In that situation, they don't have to listen to the entire first bracha. They can continue eating as soon as the group finishes saying Baruch Elokeinu Shochal Mishalo Tvo Chayinu. Furthermore, if these people go and eat further after they were stopping to listen to the benching, the Zimun, Yecholun Levarach B'Zimun. They can make another Zimun now. It won't be 10, it'll be 3, 4, 5, or 6, however many, below Parach Zimun Nai, because Zimun hasn't left them, Kilonit Starfu Meikar, Rachli Askar Hashem, because their original combining together to make 10 was just for the saying of Hashem of Hashem. And in fact, they could even be incorporated into another group, and Sha'achlu Etzlam Zami B'Shem, that eats with them to now have a new group of 10 and say the Shem of Hashem again. We don't say that by their having benched already and saying the Shem of Hashem that the Zimun has flown away. The Akol Be'asarish Shkit Toshai, because whenever you have a group of 10 people, the Shechina's presence is stronger felt, and therefore they can still say Nevarach Elokeinu. Likewise, if you have 5 people that stop for 5 others, they can combine with another group of 5 to say, as long as they eat and kizayis of bread together, this is like a new eating together, and they're all mitztarf together to say the shame of Hashem. Dear Shufut number 11 brings down, but often in the situation, 5 of the 10 wanted to stop eating and bench. The other 5 have not yet finished eating. They don't want to stop. The echod min hachamisha nosarim, but 1 of the 5 of the people that still want to eat is willing to stop to allow the other 5 to bench. So in this situation, see that the Birki Yosef Paskins, brought down in the Shari Tshuva, and also the Kaf HaChayim, they all hold that even though you technically have 6 over here, the one who agreed to go and bench with them, and the 5 that wanted to leave, nevertheless, in this situation, even though he agrees, Ein heim yecholim lochuf es harabar nusom levarach. They can't force the other 4 to stop eating now and to bench together, because be'emes yesh chamisha shelo gomer sasuda, because it really is 5 people that haven't yet finished a meal. Finally, Dir Shufut number 12 brings down, v'yafim rak hamiut rotzul levarach. If you only have a handful of people from the 10 that wish to go and bench now, so the Das Torah brings down, shirashayim harov hanosorim litztarif liyachidim kidei shiyazam lubashem. They can go and bring in extra individuals, so they'll have 10 people they can bench with the Shem of Hashem. This concludes Simon Reish and today's Shir.